I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Friday, May 13. Coming up, new income tax threshold to benefit all working Jamaicans. Several revenue measures proposed to fill deficit from increased income tax threshold, and full operations resume at the Princess Margaret Hospital. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Finance and Public Service Minister Audley Shaw says the new $1.5 million income tax threshold is expected to have an all-around positive effect on all Jamaicans who are employed. The threshold will be increased in two phases beginning July 1. Mr. Shaw says over 250,000 taxpayers, including self-employed persons, will benefit directly and indirectly from $26.6 billion under the new threshold.
And these funds are being put back into the hands of people, and everybody ultimately is going to benefit, even those who don't directly get money by way of a payback because they are below the threshold.
The finance minister was speaking at a post-budget media briefing in Kingston Friday. In the meantime, Mr. Shaw says the rate of inflation is not expected to be significantly impacted by the $13.6 billion in new taxes. He says the ministry's technocrats who were consulted during the development of the package advised that the measures are nominally expected to impact inflation at just about 0.2%. Mr. Shaw also sought to allay concerns that the increased special consumption tax on fuel will spike electricity rates, noting that the tax only applies to fuel for motor vehicles. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Audley Shaw has proposed several new revenue measures expected to fill the $12.5 billion deficit from the increase in personal income tax threshold, which takes effect July 1. Opening the budget debate in Parliament Thursday, Mr. Shaw said the total tax package will result in surplus revenues of roughly $13 billion to go towards the 2017 income tax threshold increase to $1.5 million.
When considered in its totality, this change that we are making in the structure of our tax arrangement shifts more of our taxes to indirect or consumption taxes and away from the income or direct tax.
Among the measures to fill the gap is a $7 per litre increase in the special consumption tax SCT on petrol, expected to yield $6.4 billion. This became effective Thursday, May 13. A special consumption tax regime for liquefied natural gas, LNG, and revision of the heavy fuel oil regime will also yield $1.4 billion. To gain another $574 million in revenue, there will be an increase in the rate of the SCT per stick on cigarettes from $12 to $14. Additionally, departure tax will be increased from $20 to $35, yielding $5.3 million in revenue. The National Housing Trust, NHT, is expected to spend $23.6 billion on housing and other capital expenditure this year. Finance Minister Audley Shaw made the disclosure as he opened the budget debate in the House of Representatives Thursday.
The trust will pursue the development of a mix of houses and residential lots in 42 developments across 11 parishes and is projecting to write new mortgages totaling approximately $16 billion.
Some 9,000 housing solutions will be completed this year under the NHT's medium-term housing program. And the operating theatre, the Princess Margaret Hospital in St. Thomas, started offering emergency services on Thursday. The theatre was closed for repairs following a fire on May 2. Southeast Regional Health Authority Sarah, parish manager for St. Thomas, Colleen Wright, says refurbishing work is complete, but elective surgeries will resume on Tuesday, May 17.
The sanitizing of the recovery area at the Princess Margaret Hospital's operating theatre is now complete, and so service delivery from the theatre has started. We have completed the works in the surgeon's change room where the fire had started and was contained. This place has been completely refurbished. So we are back up and running now.
Based on the investigations by emergency personnel, a system overload was determined to be the cause of the fire. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.